Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M Summer Session.
Welcome to it. This is hour two of our show. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. Rugby League, it happens right across the summer. Now, there's always news, so we are doing a show right across the summer to look at who's playing where and who's doing what. We have a brand new segment called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here. It looks like we've tracked down a celebrity, and he is on his way into the studio, Hoops.
He's a big name, this bloke,
he
too.
He is, yeah.
Loves the black, white and blue Cronulla Sharks, and he's also a household name in terms of what he does for a quid for a living.
Right.
He's a superstar actor.
Hang on
well,
a second. Anthony. Hang on. You're not talking about the super wedgie authority, Big Jason Stevens.
No, it's not Big Jason. Right, it's not okay. Big Jason. Mm-hmm. Even though he is obviously kicking a lot of goals in life since he has retired from his very outstanding rugby league career. But no, it's not Jace. You'll have to wait till a little bit later on to find out exactly who it is. But I tell you what, just as we're speaking, the switchboards have lit up here. Emails are going Burko. Social media, Twitter is also chirping away. What is going on with the NRL Summer Series show? When are we going to have Maroon Confidential back with a bang again?
Yeah,
well, big feedback about Maroon Confidential.
Right.
Huge.
Okay.
Was that story that you told last week about Paul Kent true?
Yeah, that
have
is.
You got to the bottom of that?
He was at Broadway.
Right.
When the only grey area was what type of bird was it? Was it a kookaburra, an ibis,
a
pelican,
a
cockatoo, a pink galah? I can't confirm or deny what sort of bird it was, but it definitely dropped its load on his shoulder.
He would have been cranky too.
He would have been,
mate.
Well, he would have been cranky anyway, wouldn't he? He would have been cranky anyway. At least he would have said, well, at least I got something to be cranky about now. So I would have made him happy. But yes, we can confirm Maroon Confidential.
It's back.
It's back. We're doing Maroon Confidential in the course of the afternoon. But up next, we're going to take time out from the serious stuff to do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here on the Summer Session at Triple M.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Well, we tried this brand new segment, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here, and it's already got people talking, Hoops, because look who we've managed to jag as our first guest for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here.
He's an Australian superstar, well-known actor, Brendan Cowell, mad Sharkies fan, proud black, white and blue. How you going, mate?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I was actually in New Zealand when I heard the call out and I got on the kayak and just hammered across, did 11 weeks quarantine and 17 tests up the nostrils, up the back of the throat and thought, I can't miss this.
Yeah.
Here mate. I am. But that's what the Sharks fans are about. That's what Sharks are about.
Yeah.
We just put in and put in and we'll do anything, go to any lengths.
Like what'd you get up to in quarantine?
What's that? Well, you know, the first 4 days, you're like, oh, I'm going to read the Russians and I'm going to watch all the Sopranos and I'm going to do online fitness classes. But then, you know, I just napped and cried, really. And I ended up calling a lot of those people, you know, that second tier of humans.
Yeah, right.
That you don't.
Who do you mean?
I'll just do 3 hour calls with that second cousin. And, you know, all those people that you've forgotten about because you've got so much self-importance in your life. I only call A graders like Anthony and you know, a few people. So I went big on the calls and went, what have you been doing for the last 15 years? And I had a lot of long calls. And then the middle bit's kind of satisfying. We had a thing called Walk Club at the hotel in Auckland, and you could go to the dock. And you could walk between two fences, 30 metres, for about 40 minutes.
Right.
And there were other hotels on other sides of the fence. And that, it was a bit Handmaiden's Tale or whatever. But even that gave me a little bit of just getting the blood pumping and outside. But, it did my head in a bit. I will admit it.
Often through the footy season, we'll hear from you via the text or something. You've been in the UK, you've been in New Zealand. So obviously your career's going well, old mate.
Yeah, no, I can't complain really in terms of an actor, writer in my industry during the Panny D.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone quite well, you know, and I wrote a novel in lockdown that's coming out this year. And then I went to New Zealand for Avatar. We're shooting two sequels at once. And somehow New Zealand's managed to hide from the whole thing. So we felt like we were very much getting away with it.
Mm.
But we pretty much got it all done before Christmas. So, yeah, not a bad time for me. And great to be home in Australia. I can watch a footy and I've got a few projects on the boil.
Mm. Can I ask you, Brendan, what's the novel that you've written?
Well, it's we haven't released it yet, but I'm about to start talking about it very soon. So can I come back on?
Okay, yeah.
Because it's in the world of rugby league, and I think excellent. You guys will be really interested in what it's about.
Beautiful.
It's got a few issues to do, you know, with players in, you know, post career, and so it kind of marries my two great passions of rugby league and poetry in one book.
They go hand in glove
with the issue of concussion.
Yeah.
At the center of it as well.
Do you think you could give me a mention in this book? The reason I ask is I've only been mentioned in a publication once.
For a free lunch.
Yeah.
And that was in the Illawarra Mercury in 1997.
Yeah.
But they called me Andrew, not Anthony. So
yeah.
Can I get a mention in this book?
Look, Alan, I'll put you in there.
Actually, I'll just put you up there because, Anthony, you must have forgotten. Our colleague Paul Kent gave you a mention in the Daily Telegraph last year.
He did, yes.
Where a couple of good friends of the program, Brendan, Sean Timmins and Willie Peters.
Yeah.
And Willie's down at, which beach were we at, Maroubra that day?
Yeah, Maroubra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's down at Maroubra. And anyway, he pulls up and he looks over and he sees Scott Geddes, the old South Sydney front rower. And then he sees what he thought was an elderly lady. And it looked as though she was about to get her handbag snatched by some bloke riding past on a push bike.
Yeah.
And so Willie's rushed over,
being
the good bloke that he is, to try and help out. But it turned out it was Anthony actually just putting his boxing gloves on and about to hit the pads with Scotty.
Just right. Yeah, no, yeah. I do so remember this controversy. Yeah. And I remember something about a gender reassignment operation as well.
Oh, yes. That's all. We don't need to get. Why don't we talk about
the SCC, sex change cup?
Your other favourite love, of course, Brendan, is the Sharkies. Why the Sharkies? Why are you such a mad Sharkies fan?
Well, I mean, one, they're the greatest club in the history of sport, the Sharks. We just keep on giving. Guys like Gordon Tallis year after year say they're going to move to Perth. Paul Kendall say their window's closing. But you know what? You just can't kill a shark. And what's killing most people in Australia these days? Sharks. Let's face it. No, I grew up in Cronulla and I was playing when I was four. I was playing under sixes when I was four.
Who were you playing for?
For Caringbah De La Salle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And went through the ranks. I was firmly in the B team. Never C's, never A's.
Yeah.
Always. If there was a few injuries to the A side, I'd get an upgrade. But usually I was playing 5'8" or fullback in the B's. And guys like Adam Dykes had come up from the year below us and he'd play with me. And E.T. would run all the training camps, you know, because he went through De La Salle. So
awesome.
We'd have Eddinghausen around. And there was a forward named Adam Ritson. I don't know if you met
him.
Adam, absolute force. So all those guys were around the club. And, you know, Luke Massey and guys like that would date your sister. And you'd go to the games and you'd know the blokes. And it was just, you know, I've been going to Shark Park since I was four or five. And it's just, rugby league's just always really appealed to me because it's that great mix of just kind of brutality and braveness and courage and just absolutely it's just so intense. And then it has this grace and beauty out the back line, this absolute magic. I kind of watch rugby league and feel like that's the way I want to approach my acting, and what I do is with that kind of force that you see in rugby league, that passion.
Yeah.
So I just love watching it. I can watch every game. You know, but I have to cut back. I have to choose my podcasts and my games, or that I can't do the fantasy thing, or your whole week's gone. You know what
that
I mean?
It ruins your life.
It ruins your life.
Stuff.
March to October.
You start watching the game through completely different glasses.
I know, exactly. That's because I'm not a gambling guy anyway, because I think, you know, what I do for a living is a gamble. You never know what's coming. So I don't need to get that thrill. But I'm just so obsessed with the game that it does take over my life anyway, really, from March to October.
Let me take you back to 2016. And, you know, there'd been so much build up that game and every year leading up to that season about how long you're going to have to leave the porch lights on for, all that sort of thing. Where were you? Where did you watch it? And what was it like?
Well, I'd moved to London January 2016 to pursue my career, and things were just starting to go really well for me. And so everyone was saying, geez, the Sharks, they've won 10 in a row, 12 in a row, 14 in a row. Are you going to come back for October? And I thought, no way. It's going so well. And I'd been at the SFS and I'd been in Melbourne when we're in the semis looking to go in the grand final, and Billy Slater just, you know, weaves his way up the sideline and we're out. And I'd been there when we played Mundine and all these times where we nearly got there. So I thought, I'm steering clear. I mean, clearly my ego, you know, has decided that I'm the main reason why they win or lose. But I thought, I'm staying in London. So, and my mum was over and I was just starting on Game of Thrones actually, the next day, and which you can't imagine what state I turned up in Belfast. But then they took one look at me and went, you're perfect. You don't need any makeup. You look like you've been at sea for 37 years. But no, I got every Australian I knew in my living room at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we had the Coronas on ice, probably not the beer of the time right now. And that started about 8 a.m., 9 a.m. And I remember at halftime, I had to go outside and just kick the ball with a mate because I thought I was going to have a full-scale panic attack. and he goes, come on, mate, just get it. And I watched the second half from the hallway just peeking in. And I remember just screaming out to mum going, we need a massive guy to just run at the line. We're like 5 metres out. We can split him up the middle. And Fifita got the ball and just stretched out. I was just weeping. Like, but then still with the Storm, you think it's the Storm. They'll come back. They'll get you. But look, the side we had with Jack Bird and Benny Barber and stuff, it was a lethal outfit.
It was an epic grand final too. Oh, like even after Fifita scored one of the great grand final tries, Melbourne then just counter-attacked and up until the final whistle, I think it was Will Chambers who ultimately got cut down and lost control of the play.
And they had the ball on the other side of it. And was it Richie? Oh, who was that player we had who tackled him in the end? But they could have so easily scored in that last 10 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if you've just joined us, this is a brand new segment called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here. And we've managed to jag Brendan Cowell, a great Australian actor and philanthropist and all-around good guy. Now, we're going to do a quiz with you and Hoops next. It's Maroon's quiz. It's a special edition. All questions are Sharks, your team, and Tigers, your team, Hoops. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with more on the Triple M NRL Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session, a brand new segment called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me In Here. We've managed to jag in Brendan Cowell. Mate, we've got you on IQ because this brand new show you're in is about to start, The End.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I filmed that a couple of years ago, actually, and it's now been picked up by Showtime. It's written by brilliant female Australian writer Samantha Strauss. Mm-hmm. And it's out on Foxtel this week and it kind of has some pretty big issues in there, about, you know, death, and this kind of complex family in Queensland. I play a kind of bit of a middle-class, criminal shark. There's more sharks out of the water than in, they say, on the Gold Coast. So, and he's in a kind of very friendly jail, loving life. So it was a really fun character. I'm not in it too much, but it's a really brilliant role and a fantastic Aussie drama.
And so that's on what channel, on Fox?
It's on Foxtel, the drama channel that it's on.
That's it. Don't miss it. The End, some great Australian actors in here.
Just on the Gold Coast, they say it's a sunny place for shady people. Anthony's not allowed into the Gold Coast.
Is he not?
Not because of the borders, but because of that silly bet that he made last year.
Yeah,
Tommy Tate, the Gold Coast mayor, has actually banned him. He's got his papers stamped.
So that happens at the border, does it?
Well, no, mate, I am going to the Gold Coast to SeaWorld, February 13. Tom Tate, you know where to find me. SeaWorld on February 13 if you're looking for me, with the grandkids in tow. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be pushed around by the mayor of the bloody Gold Coast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're in good nick these days too. I wouldn't push you around.
Mate, I've got a gym at home. We call it the House of Almost Pain. And we get in there every day.
You're mostly muscle. I would say you're mostly muscle.
But not around the middle though, mate.
Oh, okay.
It's all hair and fat. Now, this is our thing called Maroon's Quiz. Today, the special topic is your favourite topic, Brendan Cowell, the Sharkies. And Hoops, your favourite topic, the West Tigers. Although he is so bad at this, Brendan, AFL players could beat him at this game. He is so bad. Now, your name is your buzzer. We've got a wonderful prize for that, the person who wins today. Are you ready? Your name is your buzzer. We will start off with a question about the Tigers. Who will the Tigers play in their first NRL game this season?
Brendan?
Yes.
Sharks?
And that is incorrect. So you are minus one.
Give me a go, Hoops.
Yeah.
Canberra.
That's right, but you can't have a point because...
I just needed a minute just to get, collect my thoughts, Anthony.
To Google it. Question number two. Who is the highest point scorer in West Tigers history? Five, four.
Hoops.
Yes.
Brett Hodgson.
And that is incorrect. You're both on minus one. We're going to be here.
Who is it?
Benji. Mm. New South player. Although this year he'll be, Benji will be thinking, God, I've got to play for another extra 6 weeks because he's never played for a team that made the finals.
Oh, take that back. He won a premiership.
Yeah, 100 years ago. Okay, this one, Brendan, we expect you to get this one.
Sharks.
Who was the first Sharks player to win the Dally M medal?
Brendan.
Yeah.
Would it be Gavin Miller? Yeah.
And that's incorrect. Oh. You're minus two. He's minus one.
Steve Rogers.
Yeah. We're going to end up in the minuses here. All right.
Good questions, Anthony.
Well, I mean, you two call yourselves fans.
I overthought it. Yeah, I overthought it.
You should have gone the same first
That's
one.
That's an easy one. I would have gone, I reckon I would have gone Gavin Miller too. Mm.
In the official Sharks team of the decade, who is the fullback?
Brendan.
Yeah.
David Peachey.
Oh, he's gone to minus three.
Oh!
We should. This could be who gets to minus five first.
Jonathan Docking.
Jonathan Docking.
It's Ben Barber. The team of the decade.
Oh, the decade.
Oh, decade, decade.
Okay.
What year?
That's a trick question, Anthony. That's going to stitch up that one.
Yeah, that's a real quick question, that trick question. What year did the Tigers last make the eight?
Hoops.
Yeah.
2011.
Yes, he's back to zero. You're zero. Brendan, you're minus three.
Flying this
You need to get the next four. Well, mate, if you don't know the answer.
I'd say I'm flying under the radar.
Yeah, you sure are. In their first ever grand final appearance, the Sharks were beaten by who?
Brennan.
Yes.
Manly.
He's got back to minus two.
Jeez, I mean, you'd start to wonder if I was a Sharks fan.
All right. I wasn't going to say that, but anyway. In what Aussie city was Tigers coach Madge Maguire born?
Hoops.
Yeah.
Canberra.
He's back to zero. He's back to one. Oh, I don't think you can catch him, Brendan.
It's the air in here. It does tense up a little bit, doesn't it? Anthony starts to get the clock out and the stopwatch, and
I know you kind of triggered back to Catholic high school. Like you're going to get the cane if you get it wrong or something.
Breaking out in hives.
Yeah, exactly. This one's for 5 points, isn't it?
This one is for 5 points. Yeah. This is a bonus question. Wild card question. Pick of the board. This is for the Mitsubishi Sigma. Who do the Sharks play in their first NRL game this season?
Brennan.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I'm going to say one of the other 13 teams that are in the NRL, and it's going to be right. I'm going to say the Bulldogs.
And he's wrong. And that was a minus five question. So now you're minus eight.
Is it the Dragons?
It's the Dragons. All right. Well, this one, you're only playing for pride here, Brendan Cowell. Who was the West Tigers' first ever coach? Who was West Tigers' first ever coach?
Hoops.
Yes.
Wayne Pearce.
Wayne Pearce is correct. You two have won. You've
Wayne
won.
Pearce was
it was junior.
Coach.
Then Terry Lamb took over for
captain
a little while. No. Because, see, this is where I thought Anthony might have also asked some West Magpies and some Balmain Tigers questions, but he's kept it specifically just to the last 21 years, which is the West Tigers since the joint merge.
You've won yourself a family pass to Maroons Trivia at Wendy Leagues when it returns in mid-February. Brendan, I don't want to say you go away empty-handed, mate, but you do.
Yeah. Not only did I kayak here, go through quarantine, I've been utterly humiliated on arrival.
I know you have.
And that's exactly what I expected.
The big question is, though, did you smuggle anything in here in your person?
Oh, I absolutely did. And we're going to head to the green room straight after, aren't we?
It's always good to see you, old mate.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Anytime, gentlemen.
All right, I'm a celebrity. I'm a celebrity. Get me in here. Is back next week. Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session. Maroon and James Triceps Hooper. We do it for our friends at Bryden's lawyers. Bryden's lawyers know what it takes to get the best outcome possible, and they work tirelessly for their clients, as you can attest because you are one of their clients, Hoops.
Commit, protect, succeed. Mm-hmm. Lee, one of the great human beings on the planet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, absolutely. He's helped myself and plenty of my mates out of plenty of pickles over the years, yeah. Anthony. I think he's also helped you and some of your friends out as well.
Well, I don't do anything wrong, but certainly, you know, in the past I have had legal wrangles with other types. And yes, I certainly would go straight to Brydens if it happened again. Mm. Our next club in focus is one very close to my heart, the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs. And they have played in the last three qualifying finals. Of course, they've been beaten in those three games, once by the Roosters, once by Canberra, once by Penrith. You can look at that one or two ways. I think it means a successful club if your club's travelling that well that they're a game before the grand final every year. This year, coming to the club, Jai Arrow is the big signing from the Titans. Jacob Host could do big things at the Bunnies as well. Tane Milne, Tatau Moga, and of course the one that, well, we haven't had the chance to add to the list, but of course Benji Marshall is now coming to South Sydney.
Yeah, big acquisition for the Bunnies. Look, I think the biggest factor for South Sydney this year will be it's Wayne Bennett's final season as head coach at the helm of the Bunnies. And I think Wayne really wants to try and win one more premiership just to stamp his legacy alongside the all-time great coaches, the likes of Jack Gibson and those types of people. So I think that the Bunnies are in with a damn good shot, Anthony. I like the fact that they've added Benji Marshall to their list in conjunction with some of their other astute
Joshy Mansour
acquisitions. And I get the feeling as though they're a more well-rounded side this year. I think last year they missed Sammy Burgess, no question. Like, he was the heartbeat of that side for so long. And when he played, he had such a big influence over the entire group. And he's one of those players that made other players around him better because of the way that he played and the example that he set. And I thought they missed that at the beginning of last season. I thought Latrell took some time to adjust to being a full-time fullback. But now, I think, with another preseason under his belt, and there's no question Adam Reynolds and Cody Walker are in their absolute prime of their careers, they're a damn good shot.
I think I have to say, and most people wouldn't agree with me, I think Latrell Mitchell owes our club a lot. I think he owes South Sydney supporters a lot. And I think this is a year he needs to really show the Rabbitohs what he can do.
What makes you say that?
Well, what makes me say that is, like, first of all, we went through all this business where at the start of 2020, is he coming? Yes, he is. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. We had this issue about what position he wanted to play. Then he gets to South, and let's be fair dinkum, for the first three quarters of the year, his form was pretty average, really.
His form was
pretty average. And then when he started playing good football, specifically that Parramatta game, started playing good football, and then he got injured. So you can't blame the bloke that he got injured.
No.
But I still think he's got everything to prove in the red and green.
Well, he's signed a new contract, or he's soon to ink a new contract. That'll be another couple of seasons at Redfern. Wayne Bennett is absolutely committed to backing him in as the club's fullback. So it is a big year for Latrell, to your point. You know, I think that he showed glimpses last year that he could...
Glimpses
that when he gets it right, he can be absolutely electric as a fullback. But I think, yeah, he'll want to show a lot of people this year. He'll want to prove a lot of people wrong. So I got no doubt he'll be looking for a big season.
And I'm sure he will prove a lot of people wrong too. Jai Arrow comes to the club. Jacob Host gets another chance. I'm honestly saying this. I genuinely believe the premiers this year is going to come from the Rabbitohs or the Raiders.
Yeah, I think those two. I think that you can also include the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels as well. I like those sides on paper. I think that the Sydney Roosters will still absolutely be right up there, as will the Melbourne Storm. But we say it every year around the Melbourne Storm, whenever they lose a champion player. Like, they lost Cooper Cronk. We went, oh, no, they won't be able to do it without Cronk. Then they lost Billy Slater. We went, oh, no, well, they won't be able to do it. Then now they've lost Cameron Smith as well, but they replaced him with Harry Grant. So they have consistently been one of the best sides in the NRL for the last couple of decades. And so you'd think they'll be up there too. But no, I'm with you, Maroon. I think the Bunnies, the Raiders, the Panthers, and also the Eels are all a damn good shot at winning a title.
Okay, this is the Triple M NRL Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. We're back with more shortly. Stay right there.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. They commit, protect, and succeed.
Triple M's NRL Summer Session. Maroon and James Triceps Hooper. Time to have a little bit of fun with a thing that's really gathering momentum. It's called Maroon's Confidential. Who's out? Who's about? Who's been spotted doing what? It starts off today, hoops in the beautiful city of Wollongong.
Oh, yes.
The North Beach. They call it North Beach, the beach down there in front of the Novotel.
Beautiful part of the world.
Where our very own Wendell Saylor.
The Dual International.
Has been spotted under the reef oil.
Under the reef oil?
Yes.
Lacquering reef oil.
Yeah, in the white Speedos.
Oh.
Don't worry about smuggling budgies. This bloke was feeding him smuggling a pelican, somebody told me.
Was Willie Mason around at all? Because remember that famous photo of Willie putting the reef oil on Wendell's back? I think they were up in far north Queensland somewhere on that occasion. But, he's a big unit, the Dual International. Yeah. He's looking after himself, apparently. He's been training a lot. And from your reports, he's in tip-top shape.
And apparently they had the on the local radio station down there, booming out of the surf club, Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar comes on, he gets up and does a little dance for everyone. Also going on in rugby league, what about this one? Cam Smith has been spotted at a Gold Coast under-19s trial at Coffs Harbour with none other than Matty Geyer. Is that telling us something?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Your guess is as good as mine, Anthony, but certainly it did set tongues wagging because Justin Holbrook, the Gold Coast Titans coach, was also at the same trial. We should point out Cam Smith is the godfather of Matty Geyer's young bloke,
right.
Cole Geyer,
right.
Who plays in the Gold Coast Titans under-19s side. So that is why he was there. Tino Fasua Malaawi was also in attendance.
Right.
His younger brother also plays in that same side. Is Cameron Smith going to make a comeback for the Gold Coast Titans? Look, it's still the million-dollar question that everybody's waiting for an answer on, and Cameron's yet to clarify.
Well, no rush. It's only 6 weeks till the season kicks off. Spotted rugby league nice guy Tim Manor.
Yes.
Rugby league nice guy Tim Manor at Jared Haynes' wedding up there in beautiful Magenta Shores.
Super spot, yeah. Mm. And he is genuinely a rugby league nice guy, Timmy Manor, one of the great blokes of the game.
What else have we got here? The Knights in Tamworth. Kalen Ponga spotted getting his photo taken with the golden guitar.
Oh, wow.
He's doing a little bit of boot scooting up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've got a reputation up there as well, Anthony, from your time in Inverell. Yeah. You used to scoot across to the Long Yard and do a bit of line dancing in your RMs and all that sort of thing.
Well, I did a guest DJ night there once back in 1990. I played Love Shack, Hearts, All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. I played Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Oh, mate, I ended up getting paid in skooies. Getting paid in skooies and long necks and a feed of KFC on the way home.
Happy days.
Bloody the high life.
Yeah.
Now, Triple M's very own Jana Hocking with Sammy Burgess out on a date. Have I got that right?
I think I did read something in the paper about this over the last weekend. Yeah. Geez, you have got spies everywhere, haven't you?
As my late father would say, Sammy Burgess, he won't die wondering. And what else have we got? Triple M's very own Brent Reed spotted at a restaurant very popular with the NRL community, Grappa, over there. Is that in Norton Street?
Great joint, yeah. Mm. Charlie and Steve, Inner West, very funny local identities and characters. They run the show. Charlie's the big boss. And, yeah, I believe Brent Reed was spotted there. Who have your spies got him there with? What were they doing? Was he with some other media identities? And
he was with a couple of other prominent media identities having lunch. But says here he looks beautiful and tanned as ever. Mm. But toward the end of the night, he was getting tired and emotional. Our spotter heard him say on at least five occasions, quote, unquote, I love you, mate. So he must have had a good afternoon.
Didn't your spotter also say at some point, he said to somebody, don't you know who I am?
Yes. No, I think he said, don't you know who I think I am? But that's Maroons Confidential for another week and the Triple M NRL Summer Session. Do you want to add something?
Oh, it's just gone gangbusters again, Maroon Confidential. A lot of tweets, a lot of emails, switchboards are lit up, going Burko. It's huge.
If you're out in the rugby league community, I could be watching. I could be watching under my face mask. I could be watching.
From the bushes.
Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.